Today's Froggy 99.9, number one for new country. It's Lily along with Mandy, and we have royalty in the studio this morning. It is Miss North Dakota USA, Audra Mari. Hi.
Hello.
I'm just so in awe. Well, I just got to say, watching you on live television at the Miss USA pageant, and it's down to you and Miss Nevada, and I tell you, my heart was pounding so hard in my chest. I'm like, I think I will, like, have a coronary if they send North Dakota. And then they picked the wrong one.
They picked the wrong one.
And then my heart was as we broken.
Yeah.
So, but what's it been like for you since you got back here?
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I've been to almost every radio station, I think. And I've had some TV interviews. I've been busy. I've been kind of all over the place in Fargo, but it's been a lot of fun. It's really cool to hear about everyone's stories and where they were watching the pageant and who they were with and their reactions. And I actually got sent a lot of videos. They took their like own cameras and like filmed the TV and filmed everyone watching it. And then when I lose, they like chuck the phone on the ground. There's been hilarious videos that I've gotten from that. So it's been great.
That's been fun. You got to get down to the nitty gritty, the behind the scenes, the Miss USA pageant. First of all, how long do you spend there? Because we only see you for a couple hours.
So we're there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That first week is basically just appearances.
And a lot of sightseeing?
Yeah, that first week we're all around Baton Rouge, going to different plantations, going to different museums, touristy things, which was a blast. And then that second week is just all rehearsals for preliminary and for the final show. The preliminary judges that judge prelims and our personal interviews are actually different judges than the live famous judges. Uh-huh. That's the one aspect that I don't like, because those celebrity judges that are watching us finals night, they have never talked to us, never met us.
Really?
And so that to me was a little bit, I mean, I didn't like that. I mean,
well, do they get a list though from like the preliminary judges are saying these are the ones that we felt were real contenders? Or
I don't know if they film our interviews and the celebrity judges watch them. I don't think they do. We're not told any of that. But the prelim judges, I guess I felt a connection with all of them and knew all of them and got to talk to all of them. And they got to watch me compete in prelim too and watch my interview. So that was kind of hard. They're basically don't know you, just watching you on stage. So to try to capture their attention and have them vote you in, it's kind of tough. So that's one aspect of it that I think a lot of people don't know.
Okay, everybody goes into this pageant dreaming, but did you think you would ever end up in the top 12 and then the top 6 and then runner up?
I thought I could make top 6. I really did. I was first runner up at Miss Teen USA 3 years ago. Oh, and wow. So I really had honestly taken 3 years basically to prepare to be on that stage. It's the highest caliber pageant there is in this country. And so to prepare as hard as I did and as long as I did, I really expected, honestly, to make at least top 6 or top 5, whatever they were going to do that year. And I knew I had done everything I could do to win. So it was kind of in God's hands, and I just kind of watching my performance back now, there's nothing that I would do differently. And I think that is the best thing for me that I get to look back on is I was ultimately first runner up. And everybody back home is like, oh my God, she's first runner up. You know, they're huge supporters. They think it's amazing how far I got and it's incredible. But to me, it was honestly like it took me a week and a half for me to be happy about it. It really did.
Wow. Understandable.
And people, it's hard for people to, you know, understand
that. But I think I do. You want to do your best.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, did I do my best?
Mm-hmm.
And you did your best.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely did your best. Mm-hmm. And you know what I think is so cool about this is for the future little Miss North Dakotas that are coming up, they can look up to you and say, you know what? I can do this.
Yes. So I really hope there's a huge group of girls that do Miss North Dakota USA and Miss North Dakota Teen USA this year. They're taking applications now for production. So I really hope that since I got so far that you can accomplish this and you can place or win at the national level, no matter what state you're from, I think will show a lot of girls, you know, that it can be done.